is out there,
but out there is very big.
You've never been good at finding things.
You once got lost in a booth.
Well, we're together.
Yes, we're together, and we're sat in Johnny's office. I've just realized, am I talking too loud?
I don't, well...
Not, I mean, for the mic, but for children.
Well, I say, okay, so several bits of information that you'll need to know before you fully commit to listening to this. Number one, we're normally apart, and we do it via the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Paddy is now up here with me in my native Glasgow.
It's not native.
Well, it's where I live.
Well, yeah.
And he's here, so we're doing it together, sat next to each other in front of one microphone.
Yep. But we can't face each other because it's a unidirectional mic.
And we can't stand
also
facing
both,
each other.
Also, both of us are traditionally, I think, quite distracted by colours. And when the red light, I don't know about you, but I try not to look at the screen when I'm recording, but now we can both just watch it ticking down.
We will put a book in front of it.
Well, I think it's a bit late for that.
Also, it better not be a good book.
Oh, no, but we also need to monitor it. You don't have any good books.
That's true. So, not only is Paddy here, so we're recording next to each other, but because for some reason, and I don't know why, because it's already quite late, there is a man on my roof.
Yeah.
I think he's meant to
His
be
name is Bert.
But he is, he's cleaning the moss from the roof, or
not
something.
Your roof, though. He's cleaning it from the neighbour's roof and blowing it onto your windows.
Yes, and it's so loud that the only place we can record is my office, which is absolutely fine, except that it's upstairs where the children's bedroom is.
Yes, so we're in between two children's bedrooms,
and we're trying not to be too loud whilst recording a show.
Yes, so
hello.
So hello. I hope you enjoy this episode not being as rowdy.
Yeah, it won't be. This one won't be. Although, you're having a San Miguel.
Mm-mm.
No, you're having a Birra Moretti.
I'm having an Estrella Damm.
I knew it was a Latinx beer.
Yeah, a beer with a name. Yeah. And you're having a Thatcher's Haze.
Yes, which is what I think should have been the name for the movie The Iron Lady.
Thatcher's Haze.
Because it's all about Maggie's Alzheimer's.
Oh, I've not seen it.
Well, it's an don't see it, because essentially what it is it's a 2-hour film about Margaret Thatcher suffering dementia that never deals in any way with the fact that she was a cunt.
Oh, okay, so it's so it's all about the degenerative illness.
Yeah, sort of, and it just sort of seems to...
Did it make you feel bad for her?
No, I just watched it thinking this is dreadful.
Oh, okay. Why did you watch it?
I don't know. But I think it's the equivalent of having sort of Pol Pot, having a film that's just about him getting gout.
Right.
And, you know, not mentioning the atrocities and the ethnic cleansing.
I thought you were just going to say a film about pulp. And I got quite excited from it. I thought that'd be quite nice.
I don't think a film about pulp would have the same... Do you think, Connor, I just want to go back for a second.
Did you just call me Connor?
No, I said, do you think, can... Then I stopped myself. I didn't call you Connor. Do you think, Connor, that... I mean, I did then, but it just for fun.
Yeah.
Do you think that Meryl Streep would play Pol Pot in this film I've just suggested?
Or Jarvis Cocker.
Do you think she'd be better as Pol Pot or Jarvis Cocker?
I think she's somewhere in the between. Maybe a sort of Brian Mulko kind of figure.
Do you think Brian Mulko is the missing link between Pol Pot and Jarvis Cocker?
Yeah, you know the evolution of man.
Yeah.
That whether you see the monkey slowly stand up.
Yeah.
I think it's sort of that, but just the three of them.
And where's Pol Pot?
I guess Pol Pot has to be first in that case.
So what you're suggesting is that Pol Pot is on the left of Jarvis Cocker and Brian Mulko.
It's very odd. Yeah, I suppose that's right. Jarvis Cocker, I imagine, is a nice person. I've met him.
Have you?
Yes, I met him. He was don't fiddle with the printer.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I just hit it with my.
So that's the good thing about us being together is I can police this zone.
What, when I start fiddling?
Yes, I mean, you're already picking at something.
I'm picking at something, but I thought no one's going to hear that.
Well, no, they can't hear that, but I can see it.
it's distracting for you.
I met Jarvis Cocker when he was moving house.
What?
Because I was sat at a pub. Somewhere, I think it was
one of your bloody stories.
And I was sat outside the pub with my friend Laurie, and the van with all of his stuff was clearly parked on one side of the pub, and his house was on the other side. So he walked past us about 50 or 60 times carrying boxes before one of us said, "I think he's in pulp." And then I asked him for his autograph, and he was very, very nice, and he sat with us, and he wrote a letter to my girlfriend at the time. because her name was Emma, and he said he knew a girl called Emma once, and he told a very long and boring story about pulp. So he was very nice. He had time of day. Polpot, no, less so. Wasn't Polpot wasn't nice to me, and Meryl, I've not met.
Okay. And what happened to this Emma?
That's a weird... She left.
She left. Yeah. How long after getting a letter from Jarvis Cocker that you
Two
had?
2 days. She went on tour with them.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Well, nice. Well, welcome to the Johnny and the Baptist podcast, Making Paddy Happy.
Nope, not what it's called anymore.
I was just talking about the whole change. Making Paddy Happy is what it used to be called.
Great, okay.
But we had to change the name for legal reasons.
What's it called now, without thinking? Say it, go.
Have you got shoes on? Damn it. Happiness is out there. I just couldn't remember. It was, you put me on the spot.
Nope, turn your WhatsApp off.
I'm not, okay, I wasn't expecting...
So many messages.
Can I just read this one?
All right, read it out loud.
Okay. It's from our... It's from...
You briefly checked the cricket in between,
Ben. I was just trying to find the right page. It's from the people producing our tour.
Is it good news or bad news?
You're in luck because we do have this available. It's... but you might not be. You could actually. Yeah, it's always.
It's quite private, and and I shouldn't have asked. But it's good news.
It's good news, and we're fine.
Did you enjoy my joke that I sent them?
We
keep asking them for very unreasonable things at the last minute because we haven't done any of the work they asked us to do.
That does sound like us.
And then we keep being quite demanding, so I keep calling us their favourite friends and act. Who demand nothing.
We left our agent of 6 years.
Yes.
Earlier this year.
Yeah.
And we've just moved. We're now with some new people who are promoting us and running our tours.
Yeah.
And already.
We fucked it.
They seem furious. No, they don't. They're so nice about it.
They're very nice to us, and I trust them intrinsically. Yeah. I think they're good people. I think we've made a good call.
Really?
We'll find out. Well, we're about to go to Edinburgh, so...
I looked on the website of our old agency, and we're not listed anymore.
Really? That fast?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I guess we did leave.
Yeah, so it's fair. But I assumed they'd keep us up for a while just for prestige.
Yeah. We were the people that once had Johnny and the Baptist.
Yeah. If you, I don't want. I'm not going to mention them by name.
Yeah.
Frankly, but I would say they are much bigger than us.
Yes, I think they should have grayed out our page like a sort of in memoriam.
Oh, that would be nice.
And put X's over our eyes and darts in us or whatever it is.
What? I don't think we're. I mean. We left very amicably.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But, you know, it'd be quite fun, though, wouldn't it?
I suppose that is fun.
There's quite a few. We've had a lot of X's drawn over our eyes and holes put in posters of us.
We've had... When we did the Stop UKIP tour, we got quite a lot of that sort of fun hate mail that you hear about.
I kept a piece of hate mail.
Oh, did you? Oh, that's nice.
You see, I did think it was nice at the time, and then... I think I found it when I was moving house.
Why did you keep it? Okay,
that's exactly what Benny asked. She said, why did you keep it? And I said, for posterity. And she said, but it's really horrid and quite offensive.
Doesn't it say, it was like it's got dye scum or
something? Yeah. It's really, and they've crossed out our eyes. They've drawn devil horns on you and they've blanked out my eyes and put a hole in my face.
Yeah.
They said, I know how to get upstairs. But they spelt stairs like S-T-A-R-S.
I used to make a joke about the fact that, because we did a show called Stop UKIP, and we welcomed everyone at the start, regardless of where they were from. And I said, there probably aren't any people here from the United Kingdom Independence Party, because to get into the venue, there were stairs at that particular show.
Yeah, absolutely.
My suggestion being that they weren't intellectually capable. Rather than, I mean, it wasn't a disablest.
No, it wasn't an ableist joke, but it was, and we made jokes about how they couldn't work out the steps. I mean, a lot of people took quite a lot of offence at that talk, but they were always the people that left by the interval, which is annoying because we did quite a full narrative. Do you remember when the people walked out during the Thatcher thing?
That was in Guildford.
That explains it. People leave in Guildford no matter what we're talking about.
We used to do a song called...
Let's bury Thatcher.
Yeah, that's what it was. Why are we still here?
You remember it? It was great.
It was called Let's Bury Thatcher. And it was about pageantry. It was about, I don't know if you remember, back in 2013 when Thatcher died, everyone sort of seemed to be very excited about the whole sort of public funeral, and it was all about that. And then it was sort of also, you know, I was sort of referencing in my head, I wanted to really talk about, I remember in 1997 when Diana died, people sort of fell in love with this idea of public mourning, of being part of something that, even though they didn't really massively care, like it's sort of a kind of a sort of mass hysteria. And when Thatcher died, everyone seemed to fall in love with the idea of mourning her or hating her. And actually it was sort of an irrelevance as far as I was concerned either way, because she was, you know, this person who had horrible...
She was the Iron Haze.
That's right. Thatcher's Haze. She'd been out of power for a very long time, and she was just an old lady who died. And now I wanted to write a song about that. But the nuance of that is quite complicated.
Yes.
And most people just saw it as... And of course, we called it Why Can't We Bury Thatcher Every Week?
Yes, and then...
and there were a lot of lyrics.
The Telegraph were very angry.
The Telegraph are often angry. That's one of their things.
Yeah. We weren't included on their list of 50 best comedians of the 21st century.
No, that's not a surprise, though. They do hate us.
They do hate us a lot. And I believe it was Dominic Cavendish who wrote that list.
And he famously...
Now, be careful here.
What?
Because you could say anything. Don't play with that. What's
sorry, I was playing with a thing, something I found. He famously gave us a review where he said that our song about Thatcher was...
he called us distasteful boys
distasteful,
or something.
Yeah, or something like
and,
that.
And he said that we were wrong about Brexit.
He did. He said Johnny and the Baptists think that this country is marching towards...
Sleepwalking
into Farageddon. This reviewer thinks not.
Yeah, exactly. We said, oh, you know, if we're not careful, there's going to be a referendum vote and we're going to lose it. And he was like...
Yeah.
He's a chicken, in my example, by the way.
He's a chicken, and what are we, foxes?
Yeah, yeah. Pop us amongst the crops. What do they do?
Yeah, we're just trying to get his eggs.
Benny's terrified of foxes.
What?
Really doesn't like foxes. Not in a hunting way. She's very scared of them.
Foxes are lovely.
I think they're lovely, but she thinks that London foxes are gonna be evil.
No, we had a very friendly fox in my garden.
You did? I liked that fox.
Very friendly. I used to leave out cat food for him.
I used to leave out Calippos for him.
Really?
In the summer.
So Benny, your partner, doesn't like foxes?
No.
What about this Emma? From earlier. What was her view on foxes before she left you for Jarvis Cocker?
Yeah, exactly. I think she quite liked foxes. I don't remember. I sort of blocked it. You know, it's all blocked out.
It's all good. And foxes, glassy mints?
Glassy mints, yep. Not a fan of polar bears either. No, Benny likes polar bears because she's never met one.
A polar bear?
Yeah.
I've never met. No, I mean, I don't think anyone who's met a polar bear has lived.
No, they're meant to be very violent, aren't they?
But I tell you what.
What?
Most polar bears
are
left-handed.
I knew that because I think we've written that into a song.
I think we have.
What song was that?
It was our song for National Left-Handed Day.
No, it... Was it?
Yeah.
I think that was just we tried to play Voodoo Child left-handed.
We did try and play Voodoo Child. Why did we pick that? Because Hendrix was left-handed.
Yes. Yes, he was. And... No, the polar bears thing. Wasn't it part of Raise Your Hands If You Hate Democracy?
Oh, raise your hands if you hate democracy. Buy all of our CDs.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember the thing. But I think, or maybe when we... Anyway, what were we talking about?
Well, this is a show about mental health. So why did we... So we changed the show.
Yes.
We decided that we should widen the net... of the exploration of happiness.
The internet.
Yeah, oh, very good, Johnny. The internet of things. Widen the
net. What is the internet of things?
Neither of us know, and we reference it too much.
We do. What is it? Someone said the internet, it's basically, isn't it like, I can get my toaster to work by using...
The internet.
The internet.
I thought it was a 3D printing thing.
No, that's a 3D printer.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like Amazon Prime.
No, internet of things is like... I've got this bottle, but the internet has got a hammer.
And it could break it at any time.
I don't know.
Hang on, because
I think, isn't it like you can, the internet of things is more like, I can change what temperature my house is, but I don't need to be in my house.
But that's, couldn't you already, because you could already affect things.
How?
With the internet, right?
Yeah, but this is the Internet of Things.
Okay, but is heat, and heat counts?
No, I think the fact that you can do stuff with the... Do you want me to... Shall I look it up while you witter on?
Well, I don't know. I made you put your phone away because it was annoying me so much.
That's all right. I'll just pick it up.
I'll just pick it up again and check the cricket while I'm at it. so we changed the... But you look up the Internet of Things. Get it. What? You don't read the thing.
I was just reading. I got another message. I was reading if it was more good news.
Johnny got kept getting text alerts about his Morrison shop on stage recently.
Once. It happens once.
Oh, I hope I've muted that track, because otherwise an organ is about to play. Hang on. No, we've gotten away with it. Okay, great.
Okay. What is that?
What, the organ sound?
Yeah, sorry, why is there at the bottom of this thing an organ?
I don't know if you ever listened to them because, you know, you're very busy. Sure. But when we were doing the voice note podcasts, I had to connect them together with some noises. And so I turned my keyboard into an organ and I'd play a little like, boop, 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 you know, in between each bit.
Mm.
How's the Internet of Things going?
Well, it's complicated. Okay, so Amazon Echo and Google Home.
Yeah.
Are devices and examples
of the Internet of Things.
Yeah.
Well, because they're a thing connected to the internet.
I don't really understand, because all things are connected to the internet in a way, aren't they? No,
that's not true at all.
True of lots of things.
Our phones are
this heater that I talked about. What is the Internet of Things? The Internet of Things describes the network of physical objects, or things, weird, that are embedded with sensors, software, and other technologies for the purposes of connecting and exchanging data with other devices and systems over the internet.
Oh,
one good example of this would be how you can change how hot or cold your house is from away.
You're not reading that off the phone.
No, I've made that. No, I just wanted to make it look like, what are the four types of Internet of Things?
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Internet. Earth, wind,
fire, and that thing that makes you be able to connect your internet things connectivity. This is very. I'm very bored just reading it. What do you think it's like to listen to?
Oh, even worse.
Shall I carry on?
Is this making people happy? Is that the per? What did you just throw?
I didn't throw anything. It fell.
Oh, so it fell out of your beard.
I keep little things there for later.
Treats.
Snacks.
Okay,
games.
So what we didn't work out...
Letters.
correspondence with mother. What we didn't work out...
Yes.
Are we still being too loud?
I don't know.
Okay. It's too late now.
It is.
What we didn't work out... Now, is the podcast... Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, 15 hello. Minutes in.
So this is where we start, isn't
is
it?
Is the podcast...
Yes.
Are we exploring happy? Oh shit! Weren't people meant to write it?
Well, we didn't ask people.
No,
to
we
do
didn't,
this.
And we didn't. No, okay.
We asked people to send us voice messages, but when we realised that you could only do
you'd
that,
need
if
our
you...
phone numbers.
Yeah,
I don't want to put that out there.
Well, we could buy a SIM. No, I don't want to do this.
We don't have any money. But we could get one free.
What money?
And we wouldn't have to top it up because we wouldn't be calling them.
Yeah, but we'd need to put a...
It would be part of the Internet of Things.
Tell me more.
Because they... No, it's split into four categories.
Okay, so we're going to buy a SIM card.
Now, okay, don't say we are going to.
Nope.
Here's an idea. We could
Why don't we buy a SIM card, and we need to put it into a smartphone.
Now, do you have one of those?
Sorry. Do you have an old smartphone that still works?
I wonder if I traded them all in to get the next phone when my... I think you get money off a phone. Or I got robbed very kindly.
Okay, if you're listening in...
And you've got a phone.
We need an old smartphone.
Oh, for that, they'll need our address.
Ah, well, you can send it to...
Can't send it to our agent. They dropped us.
That is true.
You can send it to these new producers who were already annoyed.
They're already quite annoyed. They're very busy. Okay, we're going to think of a place to send it. Oh, you send it to Henry Bell's address. Communist poet Henry Bell.
I mean, he's a communist, so his address is for everyone.
Oh, no, that doesn't seem right.
Would we get in trouble if we shared his address? Is that doxing?
What? No, doxing is when you cut off a dog's tail, isn't it? That's
it. It's when you park a boat in a river, isn't it?
What is it when you cut a... When that,
docking.
Because that's not nice.
No, I never suggested it was.
I would say that I think in this order...
Yeah.
Doxing, if it is printing Henry Bell's address, is bad, but not as bad as cutting the tail off a puppy.
My grandmother, my grandmother Guinea, used to take in Staffordshire Bull Terriers that had been docked and look after them. Mm. And there was one called Scuttle, who was very small. And when I was a kid and I had my wonky arm, which I still have, it was very painful if anyone ever touched my arm because it was
wonky,
buggered. And we were going on a dog walk once and my brother had a big stick and he hit it against a tree and the stick broke in half and flew through the air, hit me in the arm, and I screamed so loud that the dog shook for the rest of its life.
That's a terrible story for animal lovers or normal
people.
Awful.
She was such a good dog. And
she shook for the rest of her life.
Yes, but I think she already was quite shaky. But I think that was the thing that really made her shiver. Or she was cold. I'd like to think it was that. No, that's mean as well. But she was a very nervous dog, and apparently I screamed so loud I made the dog just go, oh no, forever.
What happened to Scuttle?
Scuttle's dead.
Oh, sorry.
No, okay. I mean this was 25 years ago. She died of old age.
Okay. Did Scuttle know Emma?
I don't know. Scuttle, yeah, and then after Scuttle she had Blind Pew. Who had a button for an eye. I told you about Blind Pew.
Hang on, wait.
Fell down a well, lost an eye.
Are we still talking about dogs or relatives?
It's Blind Pew, or she sometimes called him Samuel Pepys.
Hang on, wait, go back. It had a button for an eye.
Yes.
And the other eye?
The other eye was fine, but he lost an eye when he fell down a well. This was before Guinea rescued him. And then he had to have his eye taken out, but to keep the structure of the eye socket, they put a button in there and then sewed the eye shut to keep the structure so that it didn't, like, wonk afterwards. And it was very happy. It was just a dog with no spatial awareness. Had wonky back legs as well because of the well incident. So whenever it had it went for a little wee, it would lift one leg and then it would start weeing and it would roll. Such a good boy.
So wait, hang on. Wonky Pew. No.
Blind Pew.
Blind Pew.
And Samuel Pepys. I think that was the same dog.
Scuttle.
Scuttle.
Who shook.
Who shook forever.
All of her life.
Hector,
because...
who was perfectly happy. Big, big bastard. He was great.
The only one I met was Frog
Dog. Frog Dog, yeah, exactly. Frog Dog, whose name was Rufus, who had a problem with his tongue, that it was four times longer than a dog's tongue should be, and had no way of sensing whether the tongue was inside or outside his mouth. So she had to give him this stuff to keep his tongue nice and moist so that he could still use it and it wouldn't dry up. And then when he walked around, his tongue was always a couple of inches out, and he'd just sit there and lick nothing all day. She was a good woman. Yeah. My gran.
So, okay, so she used to take in... We got onto this because of docking and doxing
and
docking a boat.
She doxed Henry Bell. So happiness is out there.
That's what the show is.
And are we... That's what I was going to ask you. Are we exploring happiness? Because initially we did a thing about what makes you happy. Or are we just talking around it at length?
Well, I think we're still in the development stage.
Yeah, this
some
is still
would
R&D.
Say, yeah, yeah. Some would say too late in a way.
Yeah.
But if you would like to write in,
yeah,
send us your emails, your faxes. Mm-hmm. We're going to get this SIM card.
We're going to get this SIM card. So,
and put it into a phone.
Oh, the screensaver's come on. Hang on.
Are you just putting in your password?
Yeah. Yep. Don't read it out, because that'll dox me. No, I'm going to use the word doxing all the time
now.
Do
you know the comedian Sian Doxy?
Yes, I do.
Do you think she has done it?
Yes, probably that's how she got the name.
Should we read out her address?
No, we don't have it.
Yeah, well, yep. We don't know her well right. enough.
So, are you happy?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've had bad times.
Bad days.
I've had good days sometimes. The only thing, I mean, I don't think it relates to happiness, but the only thing I thought I should talk about this week was I was trying to get my daughter out of the bath.
Mm-hmm.
My partner, Josie Long, the MasterChef quarter finalist, was away in Canada for a week. So I was looking after the kids on my own. And as I went to pick up my older daughter and get her out of the bath, I burped quite loudly.
Right.
You know, I'm at home.
Yeah.
I can do what I like. Yeah. And then I sort of kind of leaning down to pick up this child, and then I immediately smelt it as it came back towards me. And it was so
thickened
and revolting. Oh. And I couldn't, I was like, oh, Jesus, I mean, that's not right. I must be dying. And then I realised that as I had burped, my daughter had farted at the exact same moment. You know, and I hadn't been able to hear it. And so I smelt that thinking it was the burp. And that didn't make me happy.
Oh, you thought you had necro guts.
I was literally like, well, this is the end.
This is the end. But do you think that's how you'll go?
Smelling a fart, thinking it's a burp.
No, I'm just sort of rotting.
You think I'll just rot to death? I suppose it's possible.
I'm going to get hit by a plane.
How?
Do you remember we agreed?
I don't think we get to decide.
I was going to die at 35 whilst walking a dog. Yeah. I'd get hit by a plane and everyone on the plane would survive and they'd hail it as a great victory. And then someone would go, why is there a dog here? Or the plane would narrowly miss me. And then I'd be like, oh, bloody hell, I nearly got hit by that plane. I'm glad everyone on there's okay. And the dog would be very happy. And then the slide would come out of the plane on top of me and it would be awful.
I don't think that'll happen.
No, it'll be fine.
What's going on here?
So we're about to start recording over something earlier. And is that something... That's totally fine.
Okay.
It's not something you need to worry about, I think. It's just been good, hasn't it?
It's quite surprising, isn't it?
It's very different not being in different rooms.
Well, look, should we call it is that enough?
I mean, I don't know.
You're going to have to cut out some of that middle bit where Josie comes in, right?
I'm not sure I can.
Okay. So, look, we're going to get a phone, we're going to get a SIM card, we're going to get the number, we're going to get people to send us voice notes, we're going to put them into the show. Tell us why you're happy or not.
Or thoughts about happiness.
Yeah, or questions.
Yeah.
And we're going to have guests.
You keep saying that.
We are going to have guests.
Yeah, but we're not, are we? Well, we might, actually. Who should we have?
Sean Doxey.
Okay, great. Henry Bell. Yeah. I think we could... Okay, all right, well, we'll have to sort of think about that. I think that it would be difficult, considering that the technical capabilities of the two of us have so far not been a thriving success, I'd say. And you've shut down as well.
Just ran out of... That's the end of the show.
Oh, okay, great. All right, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You can now... maybe we'll record the other one later, but... You can now join us over at Patreon. You normally do this bit, so I'm panicking.
No, you can do it. You can go
to patreon.com/JohnnyandTheBaptist and you can choose any number of treats that we've laid out for you. And if you download all the podcasts and listen to the clues throughout
you have a very easy job to do and I'm not going to walk you through
it. If you support us on Patreon, I'll send you Henry Powell's address. It's over on patreon.com/JohnnyandTheBaptist.
And forward slash. Doxing.
/doxing /HenryBell. That would be very lovely. Thank you for joining us. Also, we need to ask, now that we've relaunched the podcast as Happiness is Out There, the Johnny and the Baptist show, featuring Johnny and Paddy, Johnny and the Baptist, could you please rate us on...
MySpace
on Google, on iTunes, on Bebo. Apple Podcasts is the one that we need, I think.
4chan.
I think Spotify, I think some people listen there, but other people listen elsewhere. But the Apple ones are apparently the most useful.
Why is that? Because we have Apple's heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to this next recording with you.
We're going
to
take a little break.
I think we're going to take a little break. We're going to have some chips. We'll see you all next week for another show. Goodbye.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
I won't stop.
You're going to keep all of this. How do we stop?
I actually don't.
Happiness is even real, then. Finding it is not for you. But it's never too late to give up. Everyone will only let you down. What doesn't kill you will hurt you. Do you really want to take the risk? What goes up must come down, so maybe stop going up altogether. What goes around?